Hello again, racing fans. Thanks for joining me on A Sure Thing as we wrap up the weekend's racing action on Sunday. We're in Durban at Hollywood Beds Greyville. We're on the turf track for a 10-race program that gets underway at 12:05. Very interesting card, I thought, because every time you turn the page to the next race, you think to yourself, is it going to get easier? Is it not? Is it going to get easier? Is it not? In some cases, it does, and in other cases, it doesn't. So you're really going to have to play this perm very, very cleverly if you want to get yourself into the queue to collect one or two of the exotics at the end of the day. The first race and the last race, there being 10 races on the card, do not form part of the exotics, but they do, however, form part of your free Hollywood Bet Punter Challenge entries. Those you need to have on by the stroke of noon. Make sure you've put your selections through and you've played the bet slip, because that's what puts you in line for that 1 million rand jackpot prize on offer. So let's get straight into it. There are 10 races we need to work through. First being a maiden plate where 13 runners will line up at the 1200. And here number 8, the Marquis, is at 1.67 to 1. Number 5, Quartermaster, at 3.57 to 1. And at 6.25 to 1 and upwards bar those. I am in the camp of the favourite, number 8, the Marquis. I thought that was an exceptionally good debut run over the strip at Hollywood Bed Scottsville first time out. This horse lost a length, was green, as expected, on debut, but ran on very nicely in the closing stages, and a repeat of that kind of run certainly will bring him on, especially with that run under the belts, and with any amount of natural progress that is to be expected, I do think he's going to take a power of beating. Keeping it short and sweet, I'm going 8, the Marquis, ahead of number 3, Place of Practice. For third, I'm going with 13, Johnny Boy, and fourth, number 1, Eastern Highlands. Second race is a maiden plate, where 14 runners will line up at the 1600-metre mark, race 2 being the opening leg of the Bipot. Here, number 9, Green Glow, is at 1.52 to 1. Number 13, Cheers, 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 is at 3.03 to 1, and you can get 8.33 to 1 and upwards bar those two. Like in the first, siding with the favourite, pretty much the same profile, one run under the belt from the stable of Dean Cannemeyer. That stable has also been in a rich vein of form, churning out the winners. This horse should show marked improvement from first to second outing this weekend. Also, lost a length, was green in running, but ran on in the closing stages and would have come on with the benefit of that run under the belt. And another one, like in the first race, with any amount of natural progress, should be a tough nut to crack. So, it's 9, Green Glow, the selection to win it, ahead of 13, Cheers, Cheers, Cheers. For third, I'm going with number 1, Black Platina, and fourth, number 6, Pied Piper. We move on to race 3, first leg of the Place Accumulator, and this is a Class 4 Fillies and Mares Benchmark 82, where 11 runners will line up at the 1600-metre mark. Having a look at the anti-post market here, it's a wide-open affair, and you probably could make a case for at least 4 or 5 of them that you're going to have to include in the exotics. Number 2, St. Bridget. Number 6, Spin My Angel Spin. They're priced up at 4 to 1. Each of two. You can get 5 to 1, number 3, Miss Twinkle. 5 to 1, number 9, Greenhouse. 7.14 to 1, 11, Prom Queen. 8, Sasha's Dream. They're both priced up at 7.14 to 1. And it's 8.33 to 1. And upwards the others. Not an easy start at the Place Accumulator on Sunday. Where am I going? I'm siding with a bit of value here. I'm going for Dag Campbell's runner, number 8, Sasha's Dream. Gets the services of Rachel Vienick on board. Now, if one looks at this horse's form, this horse finished 1.2 lengths behind number 1, Queen Amina, last time out. She's 3 kilos better off at the weights today, and that should be enough to turn the tables as far as I'm concerned. And if you look at her form, you'll see she finished 3rd in her only attempt over this distance, and I do think if she's not in need of the run, because she does return from a 16-week break, she could really make her presence felt. So I'm going 8, Sasha's Dream, to beat number 1, Queen Amina. For third, I'm going 2, St. Bridget. And fourth, number 6, Spin My Angel Spin. Race 4 on the card is a Class 4 Benchmark 82, where 12 runners will line up at the 1,200-metre mark. Having a look at the antipodes market, number 4, Cognac, winner first time out, is at 2.27 to 1. 4.55, number 7, Circumbendibus. 1, Loon Luck, and 2, Fate of Fortune, both 8.33 to 1. And it's double figures and upwards bar those. Yeah, I'm siding with the horse. that we guarantee to get a good run for our money from, and that is number 7, Circumbendibus. Now, this horse, I'm making my each-way play on the day, is a model of consistency, is ideally distance-suited. This is the kind of horse that will be finishing off very strongly in the rundown to the wire, also having his peak run, his third run after rest, so I do think will be cherry ripe to give us a very good run for our money. And that is going to be my selection here. Number 7, Circumbendibus, to beat number 4, Cognac. For third, I'm going with number 8, Broadwalk Breeze. And fourth, number 1, Loon Luck. Race 5, leg 1 of Jackpot 1. This is an A stakes with 12 runners will line up at the 1200 meter mark. Having a look at the antipost market, 2-1. Number 7, Future Variety. This one is going for 4 wins on the trot. Next on our phase, number 6, Otoniqua, at 4-1. 6, or rather number 9, I Am Giant, is quoted at 5-1, and it's 6.25-1, and upwards the others. Where am I going? I'm actually siding with Andre Nell's runner, number 6, Otoniqua. This horse is a model of consistency. Finished third in the Merchants last time out. That was at Graded Stakes level. Renews rivalry with I Am Giant. There's not much separating them as far as the conditions are concerned. They meet on pretty much the same conditions. So they're pretty much going to finish right on top of each other again this time, except that I am signing with Otoniqua, who comes back from a bit of a break. And I do think the break would have done Otoniqua the world of good, probably would have strengthened up and will come out nice and fresh on Sunday, especially with Serena Mudney retaining the ride. I'm leaning towards 6 Otoniqua to beat number 7 Future Variety. For third, I'm going with 9 I Am Giant. And fourth, number 4, King of the Gauls. 6 race on the card. That is a progress plate, where 8 runners will line up at the 1400 meter mark. And here the antipost market says number 2, Whispering Death, is at 1.67-1, along with 8 On My Honor at 1.67-1. Number 3, Winter Games, is at 5-1, and 7.14-1 and upwards, bar those. The principal contenders in this race, all returning from a bit of a break. Let's see, On My Honor, last seen in action in the Hollywood Bets Derby in July. That was 14 weeks ago. Whispering Death also returns from a break. Was last seen in action 28 weeks ago. That one from the stable of Mike and Matthew de Kock. But is coming into this race, despite the break, off the back of back-to-back wins. Certainly looks like a decent sort in the making. The kind of horse that I do think we can still expect much, much more improvement from. Callan Murray is on duty on board Whispering Death, and I do think this horse would have strengthened up in the time he's been off, so I'm looking no further than 2 Whispering Death to win race number 6 on the card, ahead of number 3 Winter Games. For third, I'm going with number 8 On My Honor, and fourth, number 1 Forward Motion. Now we get to race number 7 on the program, another progress plate. This one is for the fillies. 9 runners will line up at the 1400-meter mark. Here we have an odds-on favourite, number 6, Quickstep Girl. I'm looking no further than her. She's from the stable of Tinny Prinsloo. To me, I think she's the best bet on the card. She's priced up at 0.72-1 in the antipost market. She does return from a 14-week break. Last in action, when second, she found one just too good for her in the form of Another Dance for Me. That was in the Grade 2 Golden Slipper. She reeled off 3 wins on the trot prior to that. She definitely looks like a horse that's still on the up. And to me, best bet on the card, so I'm going 6, Quickstep Gull, to beat number 8, 2 G's, 9, Jeanne d'Arc, and 3, Warrior Royal. Eighth race is the non-black type Michaelmas Handicap. This race is run over 1,900 metres, and 11 runners will face the starter. Having a look at the betting, wide open affair. 4-1, number 11, Princess Pioneer Square. 11 Pioneer Square is at 4-1. 9, Go Grace and Go, at 4.55-1. You can get 6.25-1 about number 8, Cape Eagle, and 7.14-1 and upwards the others. Not an easy race, this one. Wide open as far as the betting is concerned. But I'm going to be siding with Candace Dawson's runner. She's bringing this one down from Johannesburg. This horse has got solid recent form. She's booked Rachel Venica to ride number 11 Pioneer Square. She was an easy winner of her last start. That form line has been franked by a horse called Pennsylvania, who has subsequently come out and won since then. I do think that this horse is still on the up, has got more to come, and will be up with the pace from the get-go and saying, come and catch me if you can. So I'm going 11 Pioneer Square to win race number 8 on the program, ahead of number 4, Johnny the Thief. For third, I'm going with 9, Go Grace and Go, and fourth, number 8, Cape Eagle. That takes us on to race number 9, which is a Class 4 Benchmark 82. 11 runners will line up at the 1600-meter mark. Here, number 2, Buddy Boy, is at 2-1. 7, Canal Skater, from 5-1 into 4-1. Number 10, Turbo 20, from 3.33-1 into 3-1. And that is my first choice selection in this race from the stable of Candace Bass. This horse has got the services of Dizon Lowe, who claims 4 kilos on board. From a handy position last time out, absolutely cruised to victory, won by over 3.5 lengths. Despite hanging out in the closing stages, this horse really caught the eye when winning last time out. The run before that, also a win under the belt. That was when he won by half a length. That was down here in Cape Town at Hollywood Bets Kenilworth. And prior to that, has got very good Cape Town form. I do think that this horse has got what it takes, especially on the strength of that last win, to bring up the hat-trick. And therefore, I'm going with number 10, Turbo 20, to beat number 2, Buddy Boy. For third, I'm going with number 3, Jazz Festival. And fourth, number 7, Canal Skater. 17:20 is the off-time of race number 10. A Class 4 Benchmark 82. 16 runners will line up and face the starter for the last of the afternoon. And here you can get 3-1 the field. 1, Gotta Go Eddie, 3.03-1, along with number 2, Kimball O'Hara, at 3.03-1. It's 5-1, number 5, Imperial Power. You can then get 7.14-1, number 4, Villa Vicosa, and number 11, Lucky Dollar. And it's double figures and upwards the others. I'm signing with the Mike and Matthew de Kock Training Partnership, and Sean Veal to close the meeting for us with number 1, Got to Go Eddie. That was 2 decent post runs, his last 2 starts. That was in similar company at Class 4 level. He's got solid recent form coming into this race. I do think from pole position will have the run of the race and can bounce back to winning ways is what I wrote here. So I'm going 1, Got to Go Eddie to beat number 2, Kimball O'Hara. For third, I'm going with number 11, Lucky Dollar. And fourth, number 5, Imperial Power. And that takes care of our preview of racing on Sunday at Hollywood Bets Greyville. 10 races is what you can look forward to. Trust you'll find the winners. Trust it will be an enjoyable and profitable weekend for you. Till next time, from me, Ravon. You take care. Cheers for now.